Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, March the 24th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to allow us the privilege of seeing the things that are around us and learning therefrom. We ask today that you would continue to strengthen us, that our understanding will be firm, and that we will see within us our need of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm sure that you are fully aware of the impact that the coronavirus has had upon this nation and the entire world. And as we said before, it has had not just a health issue upon the world, but also a financial aspect. It has caused quite a bit of uncomfortableness with regard to everything that has been happening in the markets. I came across a couple of articles that I'd like to share with you today. And the reason why I'm going to share it is because I believe that they have in them a reflection of what God would have us to be guarded against. Now, the first article is found in the ProPublica website. That's ProPublica. And that article was published on March the 19th, 2020. The article was written by Robert Ferracciucci and Derek Willis, and the title of the article is Senator Dumped Up to $1.7 Million of Stock After Reassuring Public About Coronavirus Preparedness. The title again, Senator Dumped Up to $1.7 Million of Stock After Reassuring Public About Coronavirus Preparedness. Now, this person who did this is, well, you will see in the article, but in this country, you cannot afford to use information that you have received to your own benefit without, of course, allowing those to whom you are responsible from being warned concerning things to come. So let's take a look at this article. Senator dumped up to $1.7 million of stock after reassuring public about coronavirus preparedness. Here's the article. Soon after he offered public assurances that the government was ready to battle the coronavirus, the powerful chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Richard Burr, sold off a significant percentage of his stocks, unloading between $628,000 and $1.72 million of his holdings on February the 13th in 33 separate transactions. Now, of course, all of these transactions were done the same day. As the head of the Intelligence Committee, Burr, a North Carolina Republican, had access to the government's most highly classified information about threats to America's security. His committee was receiving daily coronavirus briefings around this time, according to a Reuters story. A week after Burr's sales, the stock market began a sharp decline and has lost about 30% since. On Thursday, Burr came under fire after NPR obtained a secret recording from February the 27th, in which the lawmaker gave a VIP group at an exclusive social club a much more dire preview of the economic impact of the coronavirus than what he had told the public. Are you a public health worker, medical provider, elected official, patient, or other COVID-19 expert? Help make sure your journalism is responsible and focused on the right issues. Senator Burr filed a financial disclosure form for personal transactions made several weeks before the U.S. and financial markets showed signs of volatility due to the growing coronavirus outbreak, his spokesperson said. As the situation continues to evolve daily, he has been deeply concerned by the steep and sudden toll this pandemic has taken on our economy. Now, that's what his spokesperson is saying. Burr is not a particularly wealthy member of the Senate. Roll Call estimated his net worth at about $1.7 million in 2018, indicating that the February sales significantly shaped his financial fortunes and spared him from some of the pain that many Americans are now facing. So in other words, he had this information. He told the public that everything was going to be all right, but he told his little group that things were going to be getting really bad. And not only did he tell them that, he did 33 sales that particular day, one day, in which, of course, he now is not suffering because he's been able to get his money out before the market fell 30%. Continuing, he was one of the authors of the Pandemic and All Hazards Preparedness Act, which shapes the nation's response to public health threats like the coronavirus. Burr's office did not respond to requests for comment about what sort of briefing materials, if any, on the coronavirus threat Burr may have seen as chair of the Intelligence Committee before his selling spree. According to the NPR report, Burr told attendees of the luncheon held at the Capitol Hill Club, "There's one thing that I can tell you about this. It is much more aggressive in this transmission than anything we have seen in recent history. It's probably more akin to the 1918 pandemic." Of course, this is what he said privately. And then he went out and sold his stock because he knew it was going to have a direct impact on the market. But when he was talking to the public, he told them that everything is going to be just fine. Not a problem. Continuing. He warned that companies might have to curtail their employees' travel, that schools could close, and that the military might be mobilized to compensate for overwhelmed hospitals. Now, of course, let me say it again. He told his private group all of that I just read for you, but told the public that everything was going to be just fine. Continuing, the luncheon was organized by the Tar Heel Circle, a club of businessmen and organizations in North Carolina that are charged up to $10,000 for membership and are promised interaction with top leaders and staff from Congress, the administration, and the private sector. Burr's public comments have been considerably less dire. In a February 7th op-ed that he co-authored with another senator, he assured the public that the United States today is better prepared than ever before to face emerging public health threats like the coronavirus. He wrote, "No matter the outbreak or threat, Congress and the federal government have been vigilant in identifying gaps in its readiness and improving its response capabilities." How soon regions run out of hospital beds depends on how fast the novel coronavirus spreads and how many open beds they had to begin with. Here's a look at the country. You can also search for your region. Members of Congress are required by law to disclose their security transactions. Burr was one of just three senators who in 2012 opposed the bill that explicitly barred lawmakers and their staff from using non-public information for trades and required regular disclosure of their trades. In opposing the bill, Burr argued at the time that insider trading laws already applied to members of Congress. President Barack Obama signed the bill, known as the Stock Act, that year. And yet, notice now, here he engages in insider trading. Continuing, stock transactions of lawmakers are reported in ranges. Burr's February 13 selling spree was his largest stock selling day of at least the past 14 months, according to ProPublica review of Senate records. Unlike his typical disclosure reports, which are a mix of sales and purchases, all of the transactions were sales. In other words, all 33 transactions were sales. His biggest sales included companies that are among the most vulnerable to an economic slowdown. He dumped up to $150,000 worth of Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a chain based in the United States that has lost two-thirds of its value in the market so far. And he sold up to $100,000 of shares of Extended Stay America, an economy hospital chain also that has lost a tremendous percentage. Shares of that company are now worth less than half of what they did at the time Burr sold. The assets come from accounts that are held by Burr belonging to his spouse and himself. So this insider trader is head chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. After having told the entire nation that everything is fine and that there are not going to be any problems, he proceeded to sell off his stock because he knew that the market was going to crash. There is a text of scripture before I read the other article for you, and I'm sure you know where that is found. It's found in the book of James, and James chapter 5. Beginning at verse 1, it says, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, riches of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." That is a powerful text, and of course it speaks to those who take advantage of their information. But it shows that ultimately it will not be of much of a value to them at all. Well, Senator Burr is not the only one involved in that kind of activity. There's another article found in the Daily Beast. And this was also published on March the 20th, 2020. This article is written by Lanchan Marquet, William Brederman, and Sam Brody. The title of the article is "Senator Kelly Loeffler Dumped Millions in Stock After Coronavirus Briefing." Let me give you the title again. "Senator Kelly Loeffler Dumped Millions in Stock After Coronavirus Briefing." Here's this article. "The Senate's newest member sold off seven figures worth of stock, holding in the days and weeks after a private all-senators meeting on the novel coronavirus that subsequently hammered the U.S. equities. Senator Kelly Loeffler," let me spell that last name for you, L-O-E-F-F-L-E-R, "from Georgia, Republican from Georgia, reported the first sale of stock jointly owned by her and her husband on January the 24th. The very day that her committee, the Senate Health Committee, hosted a private all-senators briefing from administration officials, including the CDC director and Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on the coronavirus. Appreciate today's briefing from the president's top health officials on the novel coronavirus outbreak," she tweeted after the briefing at the time. "The first transaction was a sale of stock in the company's Resideo Technologies, valued at between $50,000 and $100,000. That's the one that she sold that same day. The company's stock price has fallen by more than half since then, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average overall has shed approximately 10,000 points, dropping about a third of its value. It was the first of 29 transactions that Loeffler and her husband made through mid-February, all but two of which were sales. One of Loeffler's two purchases was stock worth between $100,000 and $250,000 in Citrix, a technology company that offers teleworking software and which has seen a small bump in its stock price since Loeffler bought in as a result of coronavirus-induced market turmoil. Luffer's office did not respond to a request for comment from the Daily Beast on the transactions, and whether they were prompted or informed by information shared at that late January meeting. It's illegal for members of Congress to trade on non-public information gleaned through their official duties. Let me read that sentence again. It is illegal for members of Congress to trade on non-public information gleaned through their official duties. Late Thursday night, she did offer a statement tweeting, "This is a ridiculous and baseless attack. I do not make investment decisions from my portfolio. Investment decisions are made by multiple third-party advisors without my or my husband's knowledge or involvement." And yet, how would they know what trades to make, even if those trades and the information was not made public? It was made in a security meeting held for senators alone. Continuing. As confirmed in the periodic transactions report to Senate Ethics, I was informed of these purchases and sales on February the 16th, 3 weeks after they were made. In the weeks after her spate of stocks trades, Luffer sought to downplay the public health and financial threats posed by the coronavirus. Continuing, Luffer is the second known senator to sell off large stock holdings between that January 24 briefing and the dramatic drop in stock market indices over the last week. The Center for Responsive Politics reported on Thursday that Senator Richard Burr, that's the article that we read first, who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, sold between 500,000 and 1.5 million in stock in February, shortly before markets tanked and before Burr privately warned of the havoc that coronavirus was posed to wreck. Burr lashed out at National Public Radio on Thursday over its report revealing those private comments in a series of tweets that did not mention his stock trades. Burr was one of just one other of three senators who voted against the legislation that we mentioned before in 2012, banning so-called congressional insider trading. So in other words, he had voted against legislation that would have banned insider trading. And of course, here he is now, years later, engaging in insider trading. Loeffler assumed office on January the 6th after having been appointed to the seat vacated by retiring Senator Johnny Eckson. Between then and January the 23rd, she did not report a single stock transaction from accounts owned by her individuality or by her husband. Between January 24 and February 14, by contrast, Luffer reported selling stock jointly owned with her husband worth between $1.2 million and $3.1 million, according to the transaction report filed with Senate ethics officials. On February the 14th, she also purchased the Citrix stock and another 100,000 to 250,000 in technology company Oracle, which has seen its share price decline by more than 18% since then. The 15 stocks that Luffer reported selling have lost more than a third of their value on average. Now notice, she sold it before they lost the value, so she was able to get some serious money. She initially reported many of the transactions as sales of stock owned by her husband. Last week, she amended the filing to note that most of them were jointly owned. The full scope of Luffer's portfolio and its particular holdings is not yet known. Senators are required to regularly disclose that information, but in January, she requested an extension from Senate ethics officials. A full account of her finances will not be public until May. Well, those two were not the only two, and then there's another lady who also became involved in that kind of transaction. And in Fox News, it talks about this third lady, Dianne Feinstein. Three Senate colleagues sold off stocks before a coronavirus crash reports say. Of course, the difference is that the first two members of the Senate that we talked about, they were Republicans, and Dianne Feinstein is a Democrat. Let me give you a couple of paragraphs here of this one. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, and three of her Senate colleagues sold off stocks worth millions of dollars in the days before the coronavirus outbreak crashed the market, according to reports. The data is listed on a U.S. Senate website containing financial disclosures from Senate members. Feinstein, who served as ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and her husband sold between $1.5 million and $6 million in stock in California by a tech company, Allogene Therapeutics, between January the 31st and February the 18th. You get the picture, I'm sure you do. And of course, these people will claim that they are representing the people who are out there. But notice that attitude, that tendency to want to take advantage of insider information. And the act itself is illegal. You understand what is happening here. Perhaps you should take another look at James chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Dear Heavenly Father, today we see around us the change in the direction in which we're heading, the advantages that are being taken by those who claim to be representative of those who have elected them to office. But this is not only in the public sphere. Too often we see this in the religious sphere also. In fact, too often we see this in our own lives, our tendency to be not truthful and to try to take advantage. We ask, Lord, that you would teach us to not be like that, to remove from us the greed that seems to take advantage of every aspect of our lives. Help us to be more willing to help than to take, so that we might represent you in every detail of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, March the 24th, 2020.